Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. And our scripture reading is in Isaiah 43, verse 18-19. If NIV, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu. Manje uma sibona lana bangcwele, uNkulunkulu is negotiating with his people in this verse. It is not a debate ayenzayo. It is not to interrogate abantu, nor ukubenzisa iquiz, but rather it requires a willingness and a awareness, uNkulunkulu ne submission ukuthi abantu bafinyelele kuloko. Opening sentence, go verse 18, la it, remember not. Another translation, it forget the former things. To forget has to do with the mindset and the thought that was stored in our minds. That needs to be thrashed out of our minds. Those who are computer literacy may easily understand means a garbage in and a garbage out. So uNkulunkulu sibizela kuloko namhlanje. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kukhona into yokuthi esingayiphambili sibe stuck in life. Into esenza ukuthi sibe stuck in life ukuthi kukhona izinto ezistuck engqondweni yethu ezisenza ukuthi manje singaboni izinto ezinhle nezinto ezintsha uNkulunkulu azenzayo empilweni yethu. Uyabona uma kukhona izinto esazibambelele kuzo ezakudala zisenza ukuthi manje sibe abantu abastagnant, abantu abangayindawo, abantu futhi abathemba i-experience abanayo. Ngoba uNkulunkulu izinto zikaNkulunkulu azenziwe ngokuthi ngazi lokho. Si allow the Holy Spirit to be the one who guides us and directs us. Manje noma sifunda laphayana kuma Roma chapter 12, ikhuluma about the renewing of our mind. And this purpose of renewing the mind, it is a decision we take, not uNkulunkulu, but us. uNkulunkulu ngeke asirenewele ingqondo zethu. We are the people who have got to take that decision that we renew our minds. Manje, the mind has to do with our thoughts, whether positive or negative, and it influences our thoughts and our behavior system. And at the same time, uNkulunkulu is working us into, is taking us into a greater place la uNkulunkulu efuna ukusisa khona. Yiko lokho athi forget the former things. Manje ekuseni kanamhlanje our scripture reading esilaphayana ku Isaiah ku verse 19 wakhona ithi, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Manje, the very verse, it simply is kumbuza. I verse lapa, I go first, Peter 1, go verse 13 and 14, la ati, prepare your minds in action. Like an obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in the ignorance. Manje, lapo, sibona kunenda bayoguti preparation. It is prepare your minds in action. Like an obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you had formerly had in ignorance. Kukhona izinto ezistake engqondweni yethu because of ignorance. Ezenzeka engqondweni yethu. That is why manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ngokuthi remember not the former things. And nalapho esifundile kuncwadi kaPetro, First Peter chapter 1 verse 13, elithi, prepare your minds in action like an obedient children. Do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in the past. Manje, an interesting point in this verse ka Peter, who Peter wrote about preparing our minds in action. This is the reality that if the mindset esinayo is not prepared for anything, nothing will change. Kufana nomuntu oya ku rehab. Angeke uyiswe ku rehab wena ungazange wa decide kuya ku rehab. Uprepare ingqondo yakho ukuthi now ngifuna kuyeka lento. Noma ungazumtshela umuntu make ngeke abe prepared engqondweni yakhe for iaction enja, angeke kwenzeke lutho. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngisathi, by failing to prepare, you prepare to fail. If our mind are not prepared to change, we cannot perceive what God is about to do in our lives. Ngani ngoba our mind is not prepared to change. Manje in whatever God is about to do, he will send a forerunner to prepare his people first. Sibona iorder kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uya iprepare ingqondo yomuntu. Sibona example uma uJesu Kristo ezozalwa, uNkulunkulu waletha uJohn the Baptist to prepare the way ukuthi azoshumayela ukuza kukaJesu Kristo, to prepare the minds of the people, alungise nendlela kaJesu. Manje, when we read the story futhi nakuLothi laphayana kuGenesis, siyathola ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu ezodestroya iSodom noGomora, uNkulunkulu went send angels. Three angels, ukuthi ziyoprepare abantu oLot ukuthi what God is going to do in this place. Manje uNkulunkulu akayenzi into without preparing us. Noma ngabe yini evelayo, ivele uNkulunkulu esipreparile. Sometimes we're not even aware ukuthi uNkulunkulu has prepared us already. Yazi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngalento ngiphuma endleleni. Uyabona ukuthi sithola ukuthi kuma bank ba ukuthi senze ama-app. And some people nathi sathi, hey, lezi nto zayikwenza ama-app. Kanti lezo zinto uma sibheka izinto ezasisiza kakhulu ngoba sasingakwazi nokuphumela ngaphandle ukuyokwenza izinto ngenxa yale COVID eyayikhona. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uJesu Kristo laphayana ku Luke 9 verse 62 uthi uJesu Kristo, no one who puts his hand on a plow and look back is fit for the service of the kingdom. Manje siyabona ukuthi angeke uwenze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uloku ubheke emuva. Viewing the history yabantwana baka-Israyeli, siyathola ukuthi into yabenza ukuthi bangakwazi ukuyongena eKanana kungoba babekhumbula izinto ezasemuva. Manje sibone nokuthi lapha kuDeuteronomy chapter 2 kuverse 1 and 2 lithi leli lizwi, then we return back and set out toward the desert along the route in the Red Sea as the Lord had directed me. For a long time we made our way around the hill country of Seir. Manje siyakhumbula ukuthi iSeir it's a rough place. Abantu abazulazula kuyo babezulazula kwindawo eraf bengayiphambili enebona bangaziboni ukuthi abayiphambili. Kunjalo namhlanje kukhona abantu abalibaziswe izinto ezingekho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje i-decision yethu bangcwele. Kuverse 19 kayu Isaiah ithi, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it spring forth. Do you not perceive it? Manje ukuphesiva ukuthi siyibone lento njengoba sikhulumile nango 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 la athi uPeter, prepare your minds in action like an obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Manje kukhona izinto ebesibambelele kuzo in ignorance, nanamhlanje abanye basabambelele kuzo in ignorance, abafuna ukusuka kuzo, abayiphambili enabaziboni ukuthi abayiphambili. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu lisasitshela ukuthi remember not the former things. Ekuseni kamhlanje we don't leave our past. If we don't leave our past bangcwele, it will destroy us. Let me say, even when we remarry, siyathola ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu bazolo bekhuluma ngento yabo yokuthi unkosikazi wami wayenza kanje or umyeni wami wayenza kanje, kodwa sekashona leyo muntu loyo usemshadweni lento umshadeni omunye. Manje esikuseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu is calling us bangcwele ukuthi silibale izinto zakudala. Yebo, izinto zakudala ziningi bangcwele, kukhona izinto ezinhle kukhona izinto ezimbi kodwa uThixo ufuna ukuthi konke lokhu sikulibale izinto zakudala. In order for us to write a new story, in order for us to have a new testimony about God, ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani, we've got to burn the bridges, not to remain back, ukuthi sibuyele emuva. God is promising us to make a way in a wilderness and rivers in the desert. Uyazi wilderness mangcwele, yilapho obona ukuthi ngathi akudluleki, yilapho isimo si dry khona, yilapho kungenamvula khona, lapho kunesomiso khona kodwa khona lapho uNkulunkulu has promised to work to make the way in the wilderness la wena uthi akhondlela khona uNkulunkulu uthembisa ukuthi izoba khona la uthi kusehlane kunesomiso kulatho uNkulunkulu ngizokwenza ini the rivers in the desert manje uJesu Kristo experienced a life of wilderness and uJesu Kristo had made way for us and uJesu Kristo makeceda was pointed kuNkulunkulu uJesu Kristo was the rock that gave the water in the desert. God has promised us to make the same abantwana bakaIsrayeli njengoba babehamba noJesu eyidwala elalibakhiphela amanzi uNkulunkulu kusese uyena nanamhlanje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele sithola nomphostoli uPauli lapha yana kuPhilippians chapter 3 uverse 13 and 14 uthi umphostoli uPauli not that I have already obtained all this or I've already been made perfect but I press on to take hold of that of which Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenly wise in Christ Jesus. Manje siyabona ukuthi bangcwele isimo yiso lesi ekufanele sibe yiso ngegama lika Jesu. Sibone nephutha elenziwa uPetro. Uma besalindile belinda umoya ongcwele. Usabambe izinto zakudala zokuthi uma kwenziwa into angithi in the Old Testament kwakuwenziwa lento eyenziwa ngendlela eyenziwa ngayo. They were not led by the Holy Spirit as in the New Testament. Uthe uJesu Kristu lindani for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Besalinde kanjalo, uPetro nangu uvula izwi lapha masifunda ku Acts chapter 1 ku verse 20 uthi ulithi it is written in the book of Psalms may his place be deserted let there be no one to dwell in it and may another take this place of leadership therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus went with and out amongst us. Go verse 27. Beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from heaven. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. Verse 23. So they proposed two men, Joseph called Barsabbas known as Justice and Matthew. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the Lord fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. But in time, it is but the reality is, this was not a mandate to Jesu abanikeza yona. UJesu wathi mabalinde for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Akashonga ukuthi mabachuze umuntu. Ngani ngoba wachuzwa ke lo Matthew, echuzwa yibo ngalendlela abayifunayo. But Uma sibheka izwi kaNkuluNkulu asizwa lutho ngoMatayas after bemchuzile but uNkuluNkulu wayenomuntu wakhe azichuzela wona umphostoli uPaul manje wayenza into ngani ngendlela iyakudala ebambelele emthethweni wakudala ukuthi sichuza kanje not understanding ukuthi kwakufanele balinde balinde the Holy Spirit ekubona ezobagcwalisa ukuze benze izinto ngokamoyo ingcwele not ngokwe Old Testament manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele lithi zikaNkuluNkulu remember not the former things ngani ngoba esikhathini esiningi uma sibambelele intweni zakudala izinto ezisidileyayo siyathola ukuthi even no Davide kukhona iphutha alenza ekubambeleleni entweni zakudala uyabona u Davide unkosikazi wakhe uMashali wathathwa ubaba wakhe wayonikezwa enye indoda but manje seke nikezwe enye indoda siyathola ukuthi uDavide usamkhalela uDavide usamkhalela lapha uma sifunda second Samuel ku chapter 3 kuverse sifunda from verse 12 wakhona lithi leli lizwi then Abner sent messengers on behalf or to say to David whose land is it make an agreement with me and I will help you bring all Israel over to you verse 13 good said David I will make an agreement with you but I demand one thing of you do not come into my presence unless you bring Michal daughter of Saul when you have come to see me then David sent messengers to Ish-bosheth son of Saul demanding give me my wife Michal who I've betrothed to myself for the price of 100 Philistine foreskin So Ish-bosheth gave orders and had taken away from her husband, Bilzal of Lash. Her husband, however, went with her, weeping behind her all the way to Baharum. Then Abner said to him, go back home. So he went back home. Manje siyalibona leli lizwi. Uzosifundela lona. Ukuthi manje naye wenza iphutha lokuthi wayesenikeziwe lo mashali. Enikeziwe ubabakhe emnikezele kule ndoda but ubuyele emuva uyomfuna umfunani uMishali ngoba futhi uMishali wayengasabatholi abantwana ngenxa yesiqalekiso manje kukhona izinto esibambelela kuzo uthola ukuthi lento ayikubenefiti ngalutho ayikwisindawo kodwa sifuna ukubambelela kuzo manje uJesu Kristo uyasibiza ekuseni kwanamhlanje uthi no one who puts his hand on a plow and look back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God. Manje izinto ezikulibazisile ukuthi ungaqhubeki nezinto zikaNkuluNkulu usabambelele kwizinto zakudala and kunalento ukuthi abantu babambelele nokuthi thina sijwayele ukwenza kanje especially labantu abasuka kwamanye amabandla baye kwamanye mabefika bazokutshela ukuthi thina ebandleni lethu besenza kanje bafuna ukwenza izinto zakudala manje uNkuluNkulu makasenze kahle bangcwele ngoba uNkuluNkulu uthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive it. I'll make a way for it. Manje ekuseni, uNkulunkulu bangcwele uNkulunkulu ofuna ukuthi siqhubekele phambili. Singabambeleli kwizinto ezakudala, izinto ezingasindawo, izinto bangcwele. In order for us to write a new story, in order for us to have a new testimony about what God is doing in our life, we need to burn the bridges, not to return back where we came from. God is promising us to make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Unkulunkulu akwenze kahle ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.